Council plans to be more hands-on with community groups. It is more hands-on than it used to be in terms of advising and working with groups in the hope transfers go more smoothly. Calderdale councillors were reviewing progress on current 10 transfers, which are all at different phases. They heard 4 of the transfers are rated green. Hebden Bridge Community Associations at Hebden Bridge Town Hall and Hebden Royd Town Council's running of Hebden Bridge Picture House are both well run. Todmorden Learning Centre and Hubs at Todmorden College also received the thumbs up, with its next assessment due in November. With its attaining status as a community amateur sports club and presenting audited accounts, trustees of North Aurum Tennis Club, Halifax are also highly rated for their running of North Aurum tennis courts. Receiving an amber rating are the transfers to Luddendon Foot Community Association of Luddendon Foot Civic Centre and to OSCA Foundation Limited of the Forest Cottage and Four Fields site at Hovenden, Halifax. Both organisations will be helped to increase capacity of the number of people involved in running the projects. Previous experience has shown problems can arise if groups rely on a small number of committed people and someone leaves for any reason. A third amber-rated project is Goldfields Organisation for Local Development of Sports for Goldfields Recreation Ground at Greetland. This is well run, but the council is awaiting some information before upgrading. New projects for HIMMAT at Hanson Lane Recreation Ground, Halifax, for the Space at Field Lane Group at Field Lane Community Centre, Rastrick, and for Sowerby Bridge Fire and Water Limited at Sowerby Bridge Fire and Water are all at early stages with meetings planned. Only completed and current transfers are on the monitor list. Monitoring is initially done 6 monthly, then annually after that. Members of the Council's CAFM Asset Management Board, which assesses the Council's land and property, was told. After earlier transfers where difficulties had been encountered, the desire was to establish a more formal structure, councillors learned.